Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the total home experience.
We all want the thing done right, right? Right. We want it done the best. We want it done in a way that lasts. We want it to work. But here's the thing about doing something right. It takes more time and it costs more. But it'll hold up for a longer period of time and it'll be done better and you won't have to worry about it and you won't have to come back to it. But it takes more of an upfront investment. And this is hard for humans to deal with because we're better short-term thinkers than we are long-term thinkers. So we're thinking about what we're going to lose now and not what we're going to gain in the future over a long period of time. And it's really hard for us to do. But when we do it, we're excited about it down the road. And this notion I've been trying to build into my business, as well as the ideas of testing, experimenting, iterating to get the best result possible. And I think I finally figured out how to build it in with my four-step method, doing the pull, purge, and prep, place, and polish. And polish is broken down into more 3 days. But let's kind of go over that, even though it's in my sales pitch. But so you have the pull, purge, and prep. That's just, we're getting everything pulled out. We're going through it. Actually, hold on. Let me back up. Even before that, really we should do, if we really, 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 really want to do it right, we do the flow analysis. And that's just going through the entire home. And I take a video while I go through it. And you just tell me about where everything is, how you interact with each space. I ask some questions. And then from there, I take that information and I disseminate it down into a document that I will eventually present you with product recommendations, an outline plan that we go over and refine. And then you get this nice thing with like personal recommendations for you, as opposed to like my kind of my general recommendation that I send out normally. From there is when we go into our first day of our first room doing the pull, purge, and prep. And that's where we pull everything out and we purge what's not needed and we keep the essentials. And then from there, it's the place day. So the first day is 5 hours. Second day is 3 hours, and that's where we place everything. So that's where we really go in and decide where everything's going to live, at least for the time being. And that's, from there, we're really done. Like, where it's for the most part organized, things are together. But if you really want it done, then we do 2 more hours of just kind of thinking through it a little bit more, rearranging a couple more things. And that's when it's done. Okay, fine. It'll last. Not everything's quite perfect, because what really makes something perfect is going in and doing it well, right? Which is, it's not the best it could be. It's better than it was in terms of like just getting it done. It's a more robust system, but it's not the most optimized system possible. Let me give some examples. I need to give some examples. With a pantry, right? That's going in there. We pull everything out. We get rid of all the old canned food. We get rid of the foods that you don't want to eat anymore, the ones that are expired. We keep the ones you eat every day, regularly. We say, okay, we put that all back in a more organized, categorized way with thinking about how you access things, what you access most regularly, also maybe what you access more regularly but shouldn't be. So then maybe we think about hiding that that stuff a little bit more, like the cookies and sweets. So take some of those things into account. And then it's done. It's in there. Maybe you had previously bought some organizers that we put it in. But for the most part, that'll work. That'll be fine. But if we really want it to be great, if we really want it to be done right, then we look at it again and I come back and we say, okay, what's not working about this? What I look at how you've actually used it, right? There's how I think you're going to use it. There's how I think you might grab and access stuff. And then there's what you actually end up doing, what your natural behaviors, how your natural behaviors interact with the system. And after it's been moved around and things have been going and you've been playing with it, then I can really see, okay, oh, look, you've been, every time you put away the, maybe the hot sauce, it doesn't go back with the hot sauces. You're putting it over here. Why are you putting it over there? Oh, well, it's an extra step to like pull this out. So I just like to set it here. Okay. Now that's an extra thing I didn't know you did, because it's hard to get everything and know all your behaviors all at once when we're going through things. And there's things that can be missed because you may not have thought of telling me it, and I just wasn't able to ask the right question at the right time to bring that out of you when we were going through everything, especially when we're kind of trying to get through the initial phase, which is a lot. So then I know, okay, that's where you put it. So now it's, okay, this is the one hot sauce you're really using. You thought maybe you were using that one, but now you've even changed and you're using this one. So now we need kind of a hot sauce place. So now we're thinking more about like this specific hot sauce. Okay, so then we implement that. And then maybe we implement and see that you're grabbing one type of pasta a lot more, and we move the pastas up higher because you weren't eating them much, but now you're eating them more, and you're only eating one specific pasta type. And so we're grabbing that, and we're maybe going to move that into another area that kind of becomes your everyday eat area. And all your like main everyday eat things go into this other shelf that you can easily just open and grab. You know where that all that stuff is, and it doesn't necessarily have to be with the categorized stuff. And that we discovered on the Done Well Day, which is the extra 2 hours. No, sorry, it's an extra hour where I saw, oh, okay, that's what you're doing there. And we buy something for it. We buy maybe a little thing to separate a little bit more in that extra shelf. And then if we want to do it right, if we really want to come back, we come back again. And really, we should come back a couple more times. But I know that's a lot. I know it's a lot to get it done right. But that's what it takes. That's just what it takes, is iterating and looking at it again and again and again. And so we come back and we take another look at the systems. We say, okay, what's going on? I can, again, look at the system we even just changed again, because we need to do that as we're tweaking things even within the same systems that we're altering. We go, okay, how's this working? Oh, this is working great. You know, I'm loving this, but now I'm noticing there's, you know, maybe some spices left out on the counter. Like, why are these spices out? Well, they're the ones that were kind of in the back, and I grab them a lot. Those are the ones I guess I found I'm using more often. And it's like, oh, okay, so now we need to figure out, should these spices go with the eat everyday foods? Do you not want them to go away? Do we need to get another like special containers for them to go on to stay on the countertop? We think through some of these things a little bit more to like really get these systems down and in place and understand your behavior better and get the habits solid. Just going through it once just isn't going to do it. It's just like, it's the Band-Aid solution. It's going to fix it for a while, but over time, it's probably going to break down. And that's not what I want. That's not what I want for my clients. That's not the kind of service and product that I want to provide people. I want to give you more than your value. I want the value that I provide to be 10x what I'm getting in return. But to do that, we've got to do it right. And that takes a little bit more investment. Even with that little bit more, what you're getting over time, I think, is tremendously more valuable. But it takes longer and it's a little bit more expensive. And when you're spending more, you want to get more for what you're spending. Because even just getting it done is still pretty expensive. So a little bit more money can go a lot further. A lot further. Even though like getting it done will work, it will be great. The work I do there, I always try to make as good as I possibly can with the time that I have to operate within. But that restraint of time and money just can hold the whole thing back a little bit. Not tremendously, but if you really want it done right, if you really care about high quality, if you care about the Apple level product of organizing, because that's what I'm going for, is the, I want what I do to be to the highest level. And in service-based businesses, it's a little different. It's a little more nuanced because it's more in the process and less in creating an actual physical product, which I also do. And I'm also working to create those, like the foam inserts and the drawer inserts and some of these other things. But when it's just the organizing, it's really about the process that gets it done right and creates that high level, I guess, service product that is worth paying the high price for. And even still, right, I'm not trying to justify my prices here, but I really want to offer the most valuable for the lowest price. And it's pretty crazy that other organizers are $150 an hour. And I'm probably going to max out. If I max out, I'll probably max out at 100. Right now, I'm at 75 an hour plus tax. But I think I can stay under 150 because I offer the custom products, which is the real main part of the business. Is I don't need that to be my core income. This is really just to get to selling you other custom products that I really care about providing you that really enhance the experience and set, I believe, my business apart. So getting things done right is, at the end of the day, I think what we all really want and want to do, and what I am striving always to do more in my life. Even when it's small things, like when I'm drawing, erasing the line, then instead of being lazy and just draw over it, or just even if I have to start over completely with the drawing because it's just not coming out right, even though I'm looking at it and I'm maybe 30 or 40 or 50% done with it, and just being like, nope, I just got to start over and start from scratch because this isn't coming out the way I want it to. So you got to go back. And that's sometimes what it takes to do it right too. It's just redoing everything. And sometimes that's what needs to be done in that extra 3 hours of the done phase, is saying, hey, we got to redo this whole shelf. We got to pull it all out and completely reorganize it because it's just, we put it away wrong. And that's okay. Doing that is fine. That's what that step is there for, is for those moments and not being lazy about it, which as humans, we all have a tendency to do. Anyhow, if you wouldn't mind, I'd really deeply appreciate it if you could subscribe to this podcast or press the follow button on Spotify. It means a lot to me. Not that you know me, but if you enjoyed it, if you got something from this podcast, maybe share with a friend, or just reach out to me and say hi. Or you could go to the website, www.reliefkey.co, and subscribe to the newsletter there. It's a pretty fun newsletter. I try to really keep it interesting and make you want to open the emails and not have it just be sales stuff or promotional offers like most people do. I really want to make it a newsletter that you care about and you care to open and experience whenever I send it. Other than that, I will see you tomorrow.